People concerned about the spread of bird flu have a lot of questions. Some of the queries to the CDC have to do with the safety of Thanksgiving turkeys. Others wonder if they should get rid of the backyard bird feeder. Department spokesperson David Daigle says the questions cover a wide range in terms of seriousness and their relevance to science.
One that jumps to mind was, if we use troops to enforce a quarantine, how much ammunition should each troop carry?
Scientists have other concerns. A flu control medicine called oseltamivir, or Tamiflu, was recently found ineffective in a 14-year-old Vietnamese girl. Before the avian flu could spread worldwide, the H5N1 strain would have to mutate so it could easily infect humans. A virus researcher who worked for both the UW-Madison and the Navy says no one should panic yet. Max Rosenbaum says living conditions around the world are generally better than they were during the first flu pandemic of 1918, and knowledge about disease has also improved.
Knowing more about the virus, knowing more about how it's transmitted, having antibiotics on hand, and now some antivirals could help suppress the number of fatalities due to influenza.
Wisconsin is keeping an eye on the bird flu. Since January, the State Department of Health and Family Services reports 17 people were tested for avian flu. All had traveled to Asia. All had tests that were negative. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.